Well, hello and happy Easter Sunday, North Langley Community Church. This is Darcy, and you are tuned into our final episode of the NLCC Holy Week Reflections podcast. It's been an amazing journey this week hearing from eight of our pastors here at NLCC. Our youth pastor, Dane Smith, has the honor of bringing us our final reflection for Easter Sunday called Death in the Garden, Life in the Risen Christ.
Easter invites us to look honestly at both the sorrow of our world and the hope of our Savior. We know that something is not as it should be. We feel it in our fear, our shame, our fractured relationships, and the quiet ache in our hearts. In Genesis 3, we see the beginning of death. Humanity chooses rebellion in Genesis 3:6, and immediately the effects of sin begin to unfold. Shame in Genesis 3:7. Withdrawing and hiding from God in verse 8, fear in verse 10, blame verses 12 to 13, they all suddenly enter the fray. What was whole, beautiful, and perfect was now fractured. We see three deep realities that begin to mark humanity: spiritual separation, relational fracture, internal corruption. Humanity made in the image of God now lives under the shadow of death. But there's hope. In Matthew 14, Peter steps out onto the water toward Jesus. For a moment he walks in faith, but he experiences the human realities mentioned above and takes his eyes off Jesus, focuses on the storm, and begins to sink. Isn't that like our story? We take our eyes off Jesus and become overwhelmed by the noise around us. The garden death still shows up in us. Recently I reached a point where I needed some extended time off. I'd been carrying so much for so long that I did not fully realize how deeply worn down I had become. My eyes were no longer fixed on Jesus, but on the storms around me. I felt overwhelmed, weak, and ashamed. It felt like I was sinking. But when Peter was sinking, Jesus immediately. Notice the immediacy of the death in the garden and the immediacy of Jesus' rescue. He immediately reached out his hand and rescued him. Jesus here demonstrating his rescue plan of death to life, resurrection power. Jesus has been doing the same for me, bringing me out of the water into new life, and he does the same for you. This is the hope of Easter. From the very beginning, where death suddenly entered, a rescue plan was in place. Jesus' interaction with Peter is a depiction of his resurrection power. Jesus is not far from those who are sinking, but reaches out his hand. He entered our death, breaks its power, and brings life where it was gone. Shame gives way to acceptance. Hiding gives way to nearness. Fear gives way to peace. What was dead, Jesus made alive. Jesus, as I reflect today, bring to mind the places where death has touched my life. Thank you for lifting me up, bringing new life, and meeting me with grace. Today I respond with gratitude and praise. Amen.